podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
And finally, in other reboot news, yesterday it was confirmed that, what's this dude's name? Carl Ellsworth. He wrote the Goosebumps books. Jeremy, mm-hmm. Do you remember this?
I do, yes.
He has just signed on.
Wait a minute. I thought Goosebumps was R.L. Stein.
I think R.L. Stein is a pen name.
Oh, so that's his real name.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so he has just been signed on to do a new script of the movie Gremlins.
Hey, reboot.
Yeah. The 80s classic. Christopher Columbus, who originally wrote it, will be in a producer as well as Steven Spielberg. So Gremlins is coming.
I never care for that movie. It's a little creepy for me.
Little gizmo. It's supposed to be a black comedy, but I think we were at the age where it was actually like a legit horror movie for us, you know?
Okay.
Bad timing. But so yeah, I'm going to add it to my list. Get new ideas, Hollywood.
They can't
do it. A dark comedy. It wasn't a black comedy. That's
what this art, the original black comedy was scripted by Christopher Columbus.
All right. Okay.
Not a color thing.
Jeremy. I know. It's like a Medina thing. Medina does Gremlins. All right. So
that's so silly.
It's so silly. The wording. Okay. So we know that kids hate eating vegetables. I know my little guy Reed does. So they went around and surveyed kids 10 and under. And 71% of them said they hate eating their vegetables.
Duh.
But here's what they'd rather eat than their vegetables. 18% of them said they'd like to eat worms.
Right.
12% caterpillar.
What?
Another 12, snails. So these kids would rather eat bugs than their delicious, healthy vegetables.
That's disgusting.
Isn't that gross? And the only reason I enjoy this story is because it is the time of year where the roly-polies are coming out.
It's
a pretty big time of year. So Reed was outside, my little almost four-year-old son, and he was tipping over rocks and pulling the roly-polies out, and I wasn't really paying attention to him. I look over at him, and he's got a handful of them, and his face is down there.
He's not eating
roly-polies. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm kissing the roly-polies. I love them, but he's licking them. He's licking the roly-polies.
Dom taught him how to kiss, huh?
You never complained.
That's disgusting.
Oh, those poor roly-polies.
I know. So it's like, what do you do? I couldn't put soap in his mouth, so I rushed him inside. I was like, stick out your tongue. So I took a wet washcloth, and I was like wiping his tongue off. I don't know what those roly-polies
have.
That's
like seeing a dog lick its butt and then come try to lick you. It's
yeah,
like,
he's going to kiss me then, Dom.
It's not going to hurt him. He's probably going to get some sort of protein out of it.
He's going to grow extra legs or something.
Yeah.
Curls up into a ball.
Armor. I know. You can roll him down the road.
Roll him into bed. All right, go to bed.
That's ridiculous. You know, there are a couple of things that I encourage people to do regardless of their age, because a lot of people put stuff off and they don't think that. One is organ donation. I think you should make sure that you are signed up to be an organ donor. That's my personal opinion. Some people have beliefs that are, I guess, religious of some sort, and they don't want to do that. But for everybody else, I say, get thee on your driver's license an organ donor heart. That's one.
Yes.
And then the other thing I tell people about is, I'm like, look, I don't care how old you are, especially if you've got kids, get yourself some estate planning and a will done.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never know. You get hit by a bus. You never know what's going to happen. You just collapse one day. And then you got other people making decisions about your kids and your finances and everything else. And
yeah, you want your organs to go to a good home and your kids to go to a good home.
You want all right.
It's hard to get on that subject, though, a lot of times.
Chris, our traffic diva, who is working on that right now.
Yeah, we realize we're all mortal and all our kids are grown, Tim and I. But we do have, you know, some property and whatnot. And we don't want the state coming along and deciding, like, who's going to be in charge of our assets and our all of those things. So we have a blended family, and it was kind of a hard subject to bring up. Like, who gets what, stepkids, you know, all that kind of stuff. So we finally made the leap due to some health issues. We're like, okay, we need to do this right now.
Yeah.
And so we started yesterday planning before we go to a lawyer, you know, because you don't want to have the clock ticking when you're in there. Like, well, should we do this? I don't know. Should we do this?
Right. $150 an hour.
I know. We got about 15 minutes into it, Dom, and we're like, yeah, let's put this off for a little while. Think about it.
Oh,
and I
man.
Know.
Serious, huh?
Yeah, it was Skittish. Serious.
Because you're right. You know, if it's a blended family, then suddenly you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you're thinking,
right.
I don't want my stuff going to, right?
Right. And then our little glitch was executors of the will. Like, so we want both of us to be represented, equally by our kids. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes. So then I'm doing research on co-executives or co-representatives, and you don't want your kids' feelings to be hurt and who's the closest. And it gets kind of complicated. Wow. But I do agree with you. Totally needs to be done.
Got to be done.
It's got to be done. Because the more you start talking about it, the more you realize
how important it is, right?
Yes. This is really important. So no decisions have been made yet. There may be a coin toss involved.
Oh, I no.
Hey, if it comes down to it.
That's hilarious.
Why not?
Yeah.
As long as you get it in writing, you know?
Right. I know. I don't know.
That would be funny if that's what you wrote into your will, that there would be a coin flip when they're trying to decide afterward.
Heads,
after you're gone.
Tim's side.
It's like the Super Bowl of mortality.
Yeah, and the other thing that I realized, I was like, okay, well, you know, there's a place where you can give special gifts to your certain children or whatever, and I realized I got nothing.
Oh,
I got nothing.
Yes,
my pantyhose collection goes to my oldest daughter.
Come on.
Exactly.
She's like, oh, that's
all my costume jewelry. You know,
sure,
like, oh, please.
I think I'm going to write. I've had a will for many years, but I know I'm past due going and getting it like updated because it's been many years.
Yeah, I'm not in there, so probably.
And I think what I want to do is I want to write a note that would be read to anybody who's at the reading of my will that would say, listen, from beyond the grave, I'm telling you, you're not going to hurt my feelings if you don't want my stuff.
Yes.
Right.
Because I've been through that. I've talked about this a few weeks ago on the show that when my dad died and so many of my siblings and I felt bad that we didn't want very much of his stuff.
Right.
And you feel guilty. It's like, oh, my, this was so important to him, but I don't want it in my house.
Exactly.
So I think I'm going to write a note that says, look, if you don't want my stuff, I don't care.
Get a dumpster.
Just get it to a good home, Goodwill, anybody like that.
Oh, I love that idea.
Yeah, do that so it kind of relieves the guilt from anybody.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Jeremy, you've got a child and another one on the way in just a couple of months. Have you done this?
We need to get on that.
Haven't done it yet.
No, like Chris, you know, we don't know what family member to leave what or who to. We're really button heads on that. Because we don't really like anybody.
That's where it all comes out.
I don't. We're like, what do we do?
I say you leave everybody to Dom.
You'd be a good father again, Dom.
Dom, 60 years old, 2 kids.
Yeah, why not?
What
is
a stud.
Cool? Good?
Going to Del Frisco's. Do you guys have a kids menu?
Can we get some crayons?
I need a sippy cup for my wine. They just keep knocking it over.
I would be good with
you. Totally
would. Great with look. I've raised a son. Yeah. I know how to raise kids.
Well, you got 2 more coming at you.
Oh my goodness!
Stay away from buses.
Jeremy's gonna get a car accident today.
Stay away from buses, Jer.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search "Dom in the Morning" with Emily and Jeremy.